And now for the WGXC news. Snow is on the way. The Daily Freeman has reports from the National Weather Service that there could be up to 2 feet of snow across portions of the Mid-Hudson region by Tuesday evening. Winter storm warnings have been issued for Ulster, Dutchess, Columbia, and Greene counties beginning at 1 p.m. Monday, January 26th until 1 a.m. Wednesday, January 28th. A blizzard warning is in effect for Orange counties during the same period. Roads are expected to become snow-covered by the evening commute Monday, turning heavy at times overnight, continuing until around noon, Tuesday, January 27th. Anywhere between 12 and 24 inches is expected to fall. Amounts will be greatest in Eastern and Columbia Dutchess counties, with lower amounts falling towards the north and west in Greene County. Travel will be increasingly difficult Monday evening and will be treacherous overnight on Monday and throughout the day Tuesday. Temperatures will remain cold, with readings hovering in the teens and the low 20s for most of the storm. In the village of Catskill, a snow removal parking plan will go into effect at 8 p.m. Monday. Vehicles should be parked on the odd-numbered side of the street until 8 a.m. Tuesday, when they should be moved to the even side of the street until 8 p.m. Vehicles should continue to switch sides until the snow emergency is lifted. According to the National Weather Service, this will be the strongest storm of the year. And now for our weekend in review. Melanie Lekosevic is reporting in the Daily Mail. Athens Town Council and Code Enforcement Officer George Holsoppel is developing a way to put pressure on owners of unkept properties to clean up. At a recent public meeting, Holsoppel said the phenomenon is becoming a real problem. It is time to nip it in the bud, he said. Neighbors to the offending properties must put their complaints in the writing to the code enforcement officer. A phone call is no longer sufficient, Holsoppel said. Determining what is going on at a specific property could become an issue in rural areas. The code enforcement officer is prohibited from stepping foot on private properties without the consent of homeowner. Asked by a council member if using satellite imagery to observe a property was outside the boundaries of the law, town attorney Virginia Benedict said she would have to look further at the issue before rendering an opinion. Matthew Hamilton reported at Capital Confidential, the Senate Republican majority made committee assignments last week, and George Amador, the new Republican senator for the 46th District, will chair the Alcoholism and Drug Abuse Committee. Amador will also serve on the banks, Consumer Protection, Elections and Veterans, Homeland Security, and Military Affairs Committees. Everyone knows someone has struggled with addiction, especially with the heroin problem that has overtaken so many communities throughout the state. We need to work on solutions to increase awareness and also make sure that good treatment programs are available and properly funded. I look forward to working with my colleagues on solutions to help minimize the alcohol and drug abuse programs that so many New Yorkers are facing, Amador said in his press release. Ryan Anglim reported in the Daily Mail on the Schoharie Watershed Program's 9th Annual Water Quality Summit held in Hunter, Saturday, January 24th. The event served as an educational opportunity to learn about various mitigation projects, relocation precedents, and mitigation and economic recovery. The keynote address was delivered by Nicholas Pinter, a professor at Southern Illinois University on flood mitigation solutions. The chairman of the Prattsville Local Development Corporation, Kevin Piccoli, provided an update on community reconstruction since the severe damage caused by the storm Irene and Sandy. He said growth in Prattsville is happening slowly, but the town is moving forward and it intends to be more proactive in terms of flood mitigation. Michelle Yost, coordinator of the Greene County Watershed Assistance Program, said the overall objective is not just dealing with the impacts of the flooding to structures, but it's getting people out of harm's way and investing in the community. And now for the weather. It is Monday, January 26, 2015. And for today's forecast, the National Weather Service in Albany has issued a winter storm warning for 1 p.m. Monday, January 26 to 1 a.m. And then Wednesday, January 28th, for heavy snow throughout the WGXC listening area, including the Eastern Catskills, Mid-Hudson Valley, Taconics, and Berkshires. A total snow accumulation of 12 to 18 inches is expected, with a minimum snowfall rate of 2 to 3 inches per hour. The storm will move in Monday afternoon, and the snowfall will be heavy at times from Monday night into Tuesday, before gradually tapering off late Tuesday night. Very dangerous travel conditions are forecast due to snow-covered roadways and low visibility. Some blowing snow and drifting snow will also be likely. And for today, snow is very likely, mainly after 4 p.m. It's cloudy outside with a high near 21 degrees. There's a chance of precipitation around 70%. The total daytime snow accumulation of less than 1 inch possible. And then Monday night, there is snow. The snow could be heavy at times with a low around 15 degrees. Wind chill values will be as low as zero, and the chance of precipitation is 90%. New snow accumulation of 2 to 4 inches possible. And then for Tuesday, there will be snow with patchy blowing snow before 3 p.m., then snow likely after 3 p.m. The snow could be heavy at times with a high, and the weather will be, or the temperature will be in a high near 24 degrees. The wind chill values as low as negative 2 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 90%. New snow accumulations of 7 to 11 inches possible. Tuesday night, snow is very likely mainly before 7 p.m. Cloudy, low around 12 degrees. Wind chill values as low as negative 2 degrees. And a chance of precipitation around 60%. And then Wednesday, it will be mostly sunny, around 27 degrees. And then towards the nighttime, the sky will be clear with a low around 5 degrees. And then Thursday, it will be mostly cloudy with a high near 29 degrees. And Thursday night, a slight chance of snow, and it will be cloudy with a low around 24 degrees. The sunrise today was at 7:16 a.m., and the sunset today will be at 4:58 p.m., making the length of the day 9 hours and 42 minutes. And now for our public meetings. Today is the 4th, Monday of the month. WGXC suggests calling ahead to confirm time and location. All numbers are in the 4518 area code unless otherwise noted. Catskill is having a village board meeting at 7 p.m. at the firehouse near Catskill Commons, the Walmart. The number for that is 943-3830. And then Columbia County is having a Board of Supervisors Economic Development Committee meeting at 5 p.m. And then they're having an airport committee meeting at 6 p.m. And then an Environmental Management Council meeting at 7 p.m. All at 401 State Street, Hudson. And the number for that is 828-1527. Germantown is having a planning board meeting at 7 p.m. at the town hall. An address for that is 50 Palatine Park Road, Germantown. The number for that is 537-6687. Halcott is having a town board meeting at 7 p.m. at the town hall. The address for that is 813 Route 3 Halcott Center. And the number for that is 845-254-9920. Hudson is having a police committee meeting at 6 p.m. Fire committee meeting at 645 at the city hall. The address for that is 520 Warren Street, Hudson. And the number for that is 828-1030. Hudson is also having a City School District Board of Education curriculum workshop at 6 p.m. a board meeting at 7 p.m. at MC Smith Intermediate School. And the address for that is 102 Harry Howard Avenue in Hudson. And the number for that is 828-4650. New Baltimore is having a town board meeting at 7 p.m. at the town hall. The address for that is 3809 Colonial Route 51, Hanacraw. And the number for that is 756-6671. Philmont is having a Development Corporation meeting at 7 p.m. at the Village Hall. The address for that is 124 Main Street, Philmont. And the number for that is 672-7032. Stuyvesant is having a planned board meeting at 7 p.m. at the Town Hall, 5 Sunset Drive, Stuyvesant. And the number for that is 758-6248. And then Taconic is having a Zoning Board of Appeals meeting at 7 p.m. at the Town Hall. And the address for that is 909 Route 82, Taconic. And the number for that is 851-7638. And I'm Pierce Huff, bringing you the WGXC News.